I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, bridging the gap between New England suburbs and Harlem, New York, with lacrosse sticks. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL playoff picture is shaping up now that we are past the games watched through the haze of tryptophan. Any surprises?
Just that the Green Bay Packers have become an extraordinarily terrible football team. They can't stop anybody, and they can't keep the quarterback, no matter whether it's Matt Flynn or Aaron Rodgers, off the ground. I would say that they are longer odds than even I thought they were to make playoffs.
The Fritz Pollard Alliance, named after the first black head coach in the NFL, wants the league to impose a 15-yard penalty for swearing. Are we likely to see this happen?
Absolutely not. There's no way that this thing will ever get enforced. How would you enforce it? I mean, a guy blows out his knee and in pain uses a word, you're going to penalize him 15 yards while he's writhing on the ground? Well, this is so stupid, I can't imagine.
I see your point, but I think the idea is guys calling each other names and invoking
so
all
what?
Manner.
So what? Who cares what one calls another?
I think you're on the record on this one. We're okay. We have seen numbers of creative ways of influencing games from the sideline. How do you like Mike Tomlin's innovation in that regard?
Well, when Jacoby Jones was returning a kickoff for a touchdown in Baltimore's win on Thursday night, Jones had to slow up because Tomlin was on the field. He had his back to the play and was not penalized. But, you know, he claims he didn't know where he was. What's a football coach got to do except know where he is on the field? There's no way he doesn't know where he is.
And his foot is kind of sneaking out there. Charlie, Golden Tate of the Seattle Seahawks, the second NFL receiver I know of named Golden, characterized two of his teammates as, quote, selfish this week. Maybe Tate felt he wasn't seeing enough passes?
No, they got busted for substance abuse. It's interesting because when Tate says that it's selfish, it leads me to believe that the two teammates were involved in recreational drug use because there's nothing more you can do for your team as a teammate than take a PED in the NFL.
As long as you don't get caught and suspended and all the rest. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston has been accused of sexually assaulting a young woman a year ago. The investigation of that accusation has been far less than exemplary. Now Winston's lawyer wants the process speeded up as we approach something far less serious, that is the end of the college football season. Should the prosecutors concern themselves with such things?
No, but they should concern themselves with the fact that they're dragging this out and putting both the victim and the accused through some sort of unprecedented legal limbo. The prosecutors should simply do their jobs.
The Brooklyn Nets, late of New Jersey, were supposed to be a pretty good basketball team this year. They haven't been, and Nets rookie coach Jason Kidd has used an unusual strategy to try to turn things around. What make you of Sodagate?
Well, I think we should call it a variation of Tomlinology, because he seemed to, quote, intentionally drop a cup of soda on the court late in the game so he could get an extra timeout for himself. I don't have a problem with this. As long as nobody slips and falls.
He didn't seem to.
He just dropped it.
He said to one of his players under his breath, hit me. And the player hit him and he dropped the... Oh, there goes the soda. Too bad. Just 10 games after returning from left knee surgery, Chicago Bulls point guard Derrick Rose is going to miss the rest of the season after surgery on his right knee. I imagine you are among those disappointed to see him on crutches.
Well,
again.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the league's premier players. But now you've got to think the Bulls have to wonder long term whether or not he's somebody they can hang on to at the present salary and make him a vital part of their plans because he can't stay healthy.
Charlie, we have talked of the so-called sneaker wars waged by Nike, Adidas, et al. With Rose out of action again, who did Adidas bring in off the bench?
They brought in Kanye West, who left Nike for Adidas because he needed to provide for his family. I think, judging by the money involved, he needed to provide Australia for his family, but that's just the way it goes. It's lots of money.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, exactly.
It wasn't that long ago that Miami Heat star LeBron James was the most hated guy in his home state. So how did Cleveland Cavaliers fans welcome him back to Ohio this Thanksgiving?
Come back, Shane. All is forgiven. Yeah, he's a free agent next summer, so Cleveland's trying to win him back with T-shirts and stuff. And good for them, and he handled it very well. He said that, you know, it's very flattering. He said, anytime you have fans that appreciate the way you play, it's humbling. And, you know, Cleveland had an ensemble temper tantrum for 2 years after he left. I think he's taking it with equanimity, and I think he might actually be seriously thinking about it.
You think it's safe to say that if he does change teams again at some point, he won't do it for half an hour on national television?
I think we've seen the last of the decision, yes. I don't think there'll be a decision to the decisioning.
The Baseball Hall of Fame is mailing out ballots this week, but one will not reach its intended destination. An unnamed voter has sold his ballot to the website Deadspin, and readers will vote on which nominees will get votes. Interesting idea, but I'm not sure this is quite within the rules.
I don't care. You know, if there's one institution in America that deserves to have the hot air taken from its Macy's-sized balloon ego, it's the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Baseball Writers Association of America. I hope Deadspin buys 100 votes and distributes them to the first 100 people it meets in the Port Authority bus terminal in New York. I hope they airlift purchased ballots over Latvia.
Wouldn't it be great if they gave all the ballots to friends or relatives of the deceased Joe Jackson and he finally got into the Hall of Fame?
Or Pete Rose's extended family.
Over the years, you and I have discussed all sorts of things that people are willing to do to get tickets to a big game. This week, what's your reaction to what some folks who hold tickets for Alabama-Auburn, certainly a big game, are willing to give those tickets in order to get?
People in Alabama are willing to trade their Iron Bowl tickets for assault weapons. $1,000 for the pair, or these are all entries from Craigslist, they will consider a trade for an AK-47 or an AR-15. And this is my favorite. One guy is very picky. He will consider a trade for certain assault rifles or a camper, perhaps to hide the bodies. Who knows?
And
silence from the host.
Finally, Charlie, after years during which curling has been considered by many a silly sport, Canada's Olympic Committee has figured out how to ensure that everybody will adopt that opinion. How so?
Because for their curling trials, they're bringing in Will Ferrell to do the play-by-play in the character of Ron Burgundy from the Anchorman movies. This is a bad move. You know why? They should have had Fred Willard from Best in Show. He went after her like she was made out of ham.
Maybe they can get him next time. Or as the sidekick. He's really, Fred Willard is really good as a sidekick.
No, but Buck whatever his name is from Best in Show. That's the opportunity missed right there.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks.